You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. The story of how the song Deep End came into existence and became a hit is kind of wild. One person who really didn't see it coming is the person who created it, Fouché. She's a singer and songwriter from New Jersey. You might have seen her competing on The Voice in 2018. Soon after that, she got asked to make a pack of vocal samples for the music platform Splice, where users can download samples and include them in their own songs, royalty-free. Coming up, Fouché tells a story of what happened with one of those samples and how that led to her making Deep End. Deep End has now been streamed over 385 million times. Fouché became the first Black female artist to hit the top 10 alternative chart in over 30 years. Here's Fouché breaking down the twists and turns that went into making Deep End.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
My name is Fouché. When I got offered to do the sample pack, it was right after I got done shooting The Voice. I was just eliminated from The Voice, and I was like, fuck, what now? And I was so heartbroken. But really, that ended up being for the better. I met someone from Splice, the sample pack company, and he asked me to do a pack of like 250 samples. He's like, if you have extra vocals on your computer, you know, anything unused. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, I can make money and just release this thing. It's like a residual income. Usually sample packages ooze ahs, you know, maybe a word or two. There's not hooks on there, but I thought, you know, like, what do producers need? They need hooks. So, you know, I'm going to make a dope-ass pack from scratch.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
It was like different variations of vocal samples. So the next one will be,
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
And then I did some ooh, and then probably a low, and that would be like 6 or 7 samples. Writing is a very intimate thing, but when I came up with those lines, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was trying not to overthink it, and I was just trying not to have fun with it. And once the pack came out, I just walked away and did my own thing. My job here is done. Once people use the pack, they don't have to credit the artist, because typically people don't make hooks. It was just a different scenario. It backfired on me. One of my friends sent me a YouTube link, and she's like, is this you?
Go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end.
And I clicked in and listened to Deep End Freestyle by Sleepy Hollow.
My body different. Shorty said she tryna kick it. I'm in the mouth, son, like a dentist. Cooking up, I'm in the kitchen. Big bro wildin' tryna catch a victim. I took a L, but now I'm back, game winning. Look, and I'm doing well.
I think a month had passed and it was like a million something views. I didn't really understand what was going on until I saw the YouTube video and like read the comments. The way that they used it kind of highlighted the vocals. You know, people were like, where can they find the person singing the sample? Like, a lot of people were like, I'm here for the girl singing. They were kind of answering the questions on their own and like tracing back to different versions of people using the sample and thinking those were the original. Someone was like, hi, I made the original. This is the original I have it right here. It was like just impossible to cut through all this chatter because so many people were giving wrong information. So after a lot of peer pressure from my family, I made that TikTok video just saying it was me.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end.
In the TikTok video, Fouché is playing guitar and singing, and there's text over it that reads, the irony of this is I'm actually the original singer in this song, but no one knows or believes me, and it's legit making me go off the deep end.
I posted it, I went to sleep, I woke up, and it went viral while I was sleeping.
Over 6 million views.
People were surprised, and I couldn't have gotten credit without them. They caused a lot of commotion. And they were like, make your own version, we'll support it. So I just gave it a try. I saw it as a challenge to bring myself into the song while like still incorporating all these other elements. I didn't want to start it as somber and slow as the sample was. So I had my electric guitar. Okay, I'm just gonna do like some driving strums.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
I listened and like sat with those original hook lyrics to see how that applies in my life. And it was very fitting anyway, so it wasn't that hard. I was very angry, I was stressed out. It was like right in the beginning of quarantine. George Floyd was just killed. I did feel like I was going off the deep end. So I just used that as my diary and vented, really.
Done it again, flipped the script. Had a big bone to pick. Got the short end of sticks. So we made it far dead.
So that's like my thesis statement. I'm like, okay, why am I here? I had a bone to pick. I got the short end of the stick for too long, and I decided to do things my way and make a fire with it instead of accepting this little bone. Not only was it a familiar feeling, it was just like being a woman in the industry, being a Black woman in the industry, there's so many experiences that we have. We're like constantly fighting for our worth or for opportunities or for acknowledgement, but this story was about following through and demanding your worth. So it was a different energy, like less of the victim, more of the victor. It's more of a success story.
Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty tongue rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tits and makeup.
I wanted it to be like danceable, motivating. Like a happy anger. I thought of a drum pattern and I did the little ch-ch-ch-ch. Then I found the sound, the little water drop. And I sent it to Itai Shapiro. He's a producer. And I wanted different drums, but he was like, this sounds great, let's keep it. And I was like, no. And I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm already used to it. Itai added the synth elements too, and like those cool sounds. You know, I try to add a little weirdness in my song. So when he added that, I was like, that's perfect. A lot of my inspiration comes from rap. Secretly, like in my head, you know, I would be like, okay, I'm a rapper in my head. But I thought like I didn't have the content, the type of perspective that I would hear other rappers had. And then there just came a time where I just didn't care. And I was like, I need people to know that this is a part of me.
Please proceed to light this bitch up. Life ain't fair, you fight for your cut. Think I spy your eye on my bucks. Great look, not a lion woke up. You eyeing my shit, inquiring shit. Live for the minor event, I finally slipped. Built on nobody's amend, nobody went in. Contain what I'm bottling in, it's benefits them. Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty don't rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor.
We finished the song, but I didn't know if people would like it because they already fell in love with the other version, but I knew that I was proud of it. So, love it or hate it, this is me. I came and I got my victory, I got my things. This is for me to get what I deserve. And in the process, I was an example for other people, for Black women and, you know, whoever I hadn't went through anything similar or just feeling cheated in any way or settling for less than their worth. It's like the underdog moment, come on. I love those moments.
And now, here's Deep End by Fouché in its entirety.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
Had a gun, flipped the script. Had a big bone to pick. Got the short end of sticks. So we made a fire dead. Let it burn to a crisp. And that's a surefire flip. She's a boss, she's a bitch. I take that as a compliment. I say I'm moving real low, believe I'm on a high note. Always leave a loyal. Mama ready to throw. They better wake up. Niggas on the way up. You ain't finna play her.
Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty tongue rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tits and makeup. Pay her. Then hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon' get that paper, pay her. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
Please proceed to light this bitch up. Life ain't fair, you fight for your cut. Think I spy your eye on my bucks. Great look, not a lion woke up. You eyeing my shit, inquiring my shit. Live for the minor event, I finally slipped. Built on nobody's amend, nobody went in. Contain what I'm bottling in, it's benefits them.
Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty tongue rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tits and makeup. Pay her. Shawty didn't hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon' get that paper. Pay her. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
To learn more, visit songexploder.net/Fouché. You'll find links to buy or stream Deep End, and you can watch the music video. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. This episode was made by me, with editing help from Tini Lieberson and Casey Deal, artwork by Carlos Lerma, and music clearance by Kathleen Smith. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.